Lawmakers in the state house are landing on different sides of a debate over the criminal records of human trafficking victims. The argument is over what measures the state should take to conceal and even wipe out those records.
A criminal record can severely hinder an individual's ability to obtain employment.
Nikki Klum is with the Office of the Ohio Public Defender. She's arguing in front of a House committee for a bill that would burn the criminal past of people who committed those offenses while they were victims of human trafficking.
Expungements of these criminal records will allow these victims the opportunity to move past the criminal activity of which they were forced to engage and become productive members of society.
The legislation would allow the court to expunge any crime other than murder, aggravated murder, and rape. This is a measure sponsored by Republicans with strong bipartisan support, but there are still some members who have their issues. For example, there's Republican Representative Bill Seitz, who says there's not enough accountability in the bill to make sure the person was actually trafficked.
So there is nothing in the bill that gives the prosecution an ability to challenge the human trafficking victim's mere allegation that the crime was committed as a result of being trafficked.
Site suggests attaching a provision that would make expungement contingent on the victim identifying their trafficker. As the committee ends its hearing, Seitz's fellow Republican Representative Jim Butler reflects on the merits of the bill, noting that the intention is good. However, he argues that the measure paints with too broad of a brush by only excluding those three major crimes.
But for other offenses that are a very big threat to public safety, such as kidnapping, for example, that would under this bill be able to be expunged. And I think we need to look at each offense and determine whether or not it's an offense that could be expunged or not.
Butler would like to see a more selective approach. He would also like to draw a difference between what can be expunged, which wipes out a record completely, and what could be concealed from the general public.
Instead of it just being every offense except for three, I think we need to take our time and really go through and look at offenses that make sense to expunge so that somebody who is a victim of human trafficking can get that fresh start in life.
But these arguments are clouding out the bigger issue, according to Democratic Representative Teresa Fetter. She says a victim is a victim, no matter what they did, and there shouldn't be any strings attached to how they clear their record.
That condition, you're under duress, you're beaten, you're drugged, you are a slave. Someone has power over you, and you have to do whatever they say, or the torture continues, the beatings continue. You know, some even lose their lives.
Fetter has been known to be a leading advocate for human trafficking victims. In 2012, she sponsored the Safe Harbor Act, which allowed a victim to have prostitution convictions expunged. At this point, it seems like the bill will sit in committee and won't have a chance to move on to the floor until the beginning of next year. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.